It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Out of all the well-known composers of the 19th century, Frédéric Chopin might be the only one whose complete works continue to be played regularly. Most of the pianists who had major international careers in the 20th century performed and recorded works like his Heroic Polonaise, The Minute Waltz, and The Revolutionary Etude. Alan Walker's recent book, Frédéric Chopin, A Life and Times, which came out in the U.S. last fall, is the first full-scale English-language primary source biography of Chopin. Walker is known for his definitive three-volume bio of Franz Liszt, and he's done an equally thorough and thoughtful job of recounting the life of Chopin, of whose music he's an eager admirer. Walker cracks open Chopin's hard shell of reserve and gives you a clear sense of his private personality, which was fascinating, but kind of unattractive. He was vain, he was sarcastic, he was nastily anti-Semitic. He had no use for the music of most of his fellow romantics and said so. He did reserve admiration for Bach, Mozart, and Bellini, dismissing Beethoven as vulgar. Frédéric Chopin, A Life and Times by Alan Walker, is published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. Classical concert patrons have long had to deal with such indignities as coffers and candy wrapper crinklers for years now. But concertgoers who go for a bite at one of the nearby restaurants before or after the concert at the Sydney Opera House in Australia face much more threatening conditions from birds. Specifically, it's aggressive seagulls that have made outdoor meals near the concert venue a nightmare, so they decided to send in the dogs. Dog training and walking service Mad Dogs and Englishmen have been enlisted to protect dining venues around the Sydney Opera House from pesky gulls by patrolling the water's edge with dogs. The company's founder, James Webb, says the dogs keep the area seagull-free simply by being themselves. Humans will be shooing the birds away with their hands, and the seagulls will land 10 feet away at the next table and just carry on doing what they were doing. But if I walk up to that same seagull with a dog, the seagull will fly away and go sit in the water. Trial's been running through January with impressive results. Opera Bar has seen an 80% reduction in the rate of replacing customers' meals due to seagull intervention. And the formerly bird-wary staff at Opera Kitchen are walking without fear of being swooped and dropping plates. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join Linda Cassidy every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 classical pieces. Member-supported 89.5 KBach, KBAQ, Phoenix, and HD, a service of Rio Salado College celebrating 40 years and Arizona State University.